bear," said the mother. "Lie down by the fire, and only take care that you do not burn your coat." Then she cried, "Snow White, Rose Red, come out. The bear will do you no harm. He means well." So they both came out, and by and by the lamb and dove came nearer, and were not afraid of him. The bear said, "Here, children, knock the snow out of my coat a little." So they brought the broom and swept the bear's hide clean, and he stretched himself by the fire and growled contentedly and comfortably. It was not long before they grew quite at home and played tricks upon their clumsy guest. They tugged his hair with their hands, put their feet upon his back and rolled him about, or they took a hazel switch and beat him, and when he growled they laughed. But the bear took it all in good part. Only when they were too rough, he called out, "Leave me alive, children. Snow White, Rose Red, will you beat your wooer dead?" When it was bedtime and the others went to bed, the mother said to the bear, "You can lie there by the hearth, and then you will be safe from the cold and the bad weather." As soon as day dawned, the two children let him out, and he trotted across the snow into the forest. Henceforth, the bear came every evening at the same time, laid himself down by the hearth, and let the children amuse themselves with him as much as they liked, and they got so used to him that the doors were never fastened until their black friend had arrived. When spring had come and all outside...